Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman in for Lisa Dent on WGN Radio. And in just a couple of seconds, we're going to introduce you to a man who really sees clearly, the musical mentalist Sidney Friedman.
I'm actually thankful we get to do Lisa's show this week because we get to invite people like our buddy, Sidney Friedman. We've never had Sidney on during daylight hours. It's always been in the middle of the night.
Usually on a New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve, Sidney is...
I'm a vampire, I think.
He's world-renowned. You know what? Sometimes I wonder, I look at you, I think he's getting younger all the time. He's world-renowned musical mentalist. He's an author. He's an entertainer.
He's scary.
Yeah, he's
That's
scary.
What he is.
He's amazing.
And we've known Sidney for a long time. And honestly, has he ever told us how he does some of this stuff? No.
No.
And I don't want to know. It's magic. That's
right.
All I know. It's just... crazy.
You are going to give us some predictions for the new year,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Because you have, if I'm not mistaken, you have over a 70% accuracy for your predictions, right?
From exactly. But to be clear, and this is really important for everyone out there, no one can predict the exact future.
But let me just say, when it comes to Oscars, you've got a dang good track record.
Yeah.
Something like 92% right.
Over the years, it's incredible. And I don't even see the movies. So it's just, I don't know what I'm doing.
So you're not going on your...
So that one I have a knack for.
Wow.
But most of the future's not meant to be known. But you get feelings of tendencies or little hazy images. Or many of us wake up in the morning, you just know it's going to be a good day. Or you meet someone, like when you two first met. You just had a good feeling about it.
This is true. Yeah.
And so there's... We get these, I get these hazy images and I try to interpret what they mean and sometimes they come true. I didn't predict that would happen.
We were just talking off the air about Sidney and I were silencing our phones and Johnny just said, I like when I get a call during the show. Well, so someone was mystically hearing me say that.
Actually, it was a spam call too, so never mind. So when it comes to making predictions, you get a feeling. This is something that you've had instinctively since you were a little boy, right?
Yeah, I meditate. Well, I didn't learn meditation as a little boy, but somewhere as a late teenager, I learned TM, actually, and later developed other types. And I also do dream journals. I journal my dreams.
And then try to interpret.
Some of the dreams turn out to be predictive, but they're not specific. They're usually... I look at it like sometimes the curtain parts on the theater of tomorrow, just a glimpse. You get a little glimpse of that, what's about to happen, and then it closes.
So it's a nice image, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
do you ever do what I do? I've told you, honey, I've started keeping a little bit of a journal. I will wake up, and I have this jukebox in my head. Stuff is playing. And I've started writing down the songs that I wake up to. And it won't be something that I heard on the radio. It's just for whatever reason, the needle drops on some obscure song in my head.
And it's a song that's a known song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But something that I wouldn't have...
Like Paul McCartney dreamt of several of his songs.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday was, a couple of them, actually.
But let me take you back to when you were a boy, though. As I understand it, you realized, or your mom realized, that this boy kind of gets feelings that are good feelings.
Yeah, I was like almost 5 years old. My mom lost her wedding ring, and I just had a picture where it was in my head.
And it was there.
I saw her looking around for it, and I sat in a chair, imagined I was in a movie theater, and imagine the blank white screen in front of me. And then a few minutes later, the image of the location for her ring appeared there. And I told her that, and she went and looked, and there it was.
Now, did it scare you when you did that?
At the time, it didn't. But later on, it started. And I kind of sublimated it until college when I dated someone who had the similar ability. And we would practice together.
Because as a child, you know, there was a point in history where you would have been burned. And as a witch, you know, for saying it's over there. And in fact, it is over there.
Was that? The 1990s?
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
But so here you were dating someone who had similar intuition or
similar
ability.
Things. And we would practice this over and we'd go sit in a restaurant and try to sense what was going on with another couple at another table. Then we'd go over and chat with them, and through the conversation, it would verify whether we were correct.
And you would look at each other like, I knew. Okay. I was right.
Right. That's it.
You're fun. Wow.
I'm getting a message. Okay, the message is saying, go to Gabe.
Over in weather and traffic. Hey, Gabe.
You know, I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one who has a tendency to wake up with music in their head. I thought I was the only one, to be honest with you. And if I wake up and there's a song stuck in my head, I will grab my phone, I will pull up YouTube and play that song as I'm getting ready for the day.
That's the only way to get it off the jukebox in your mind.
Gabe, just because Steve also feels that way does not make you any less weird. Okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio, and for Lisa Dent, it's magic. And he's magic.
Yeah,
he is Sidney Friedman. He is the musical mentalist.
Yes, he is. He's also an author. His book is Your Mind Knows More Than You Do. He's world-renowned. He's all over television over the years. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He has a fabulous track record, especially when it comes to movies he's never seen that he predicts. Over 90% correct prediction for Oscars. We're going to talk a little bit about what he sees coming up in 2023. But, guys, on the other side of the glass, we can take two callers. And Sidney said he can demonstrate for us a little something here on the radio. So 312-981-7200 if you'd like to be one of those two people. 312-981-7200 is our number.
This past year was such a strange year. Did you have any idea going into 2022 how bizarre things were going to get?
Right. So this was the first 2022 is the first year I didn't do predictions, my annual predictions, and since 97 or something like that. I just was like, it's going to be a bizarre, topsy-turvy year, and I just don't want anything. I don't want to say anything.
So I didn't post any.
People were writing me and calling and texting and messages on Instagram, and where's the prediction? I said, I'm taking a break this year.
In that sense, you really did get a kind of a sense that things are going to be really wacky this year.
Yeah, it just was. And then, the war in Ukraine and all this. It's just a bizarre year.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Most of human history, there have been bizarre things that have happened. Mm-hmm. We think, these times. But there have always been these times, if you really think about it. It's just different technologies. So
I don't recall when you were with us on New Year's Eve of 2019, did we have a sense that there was going to be a quote pandemic? I mean, we knew the word,
I didn't predict that.
I don't think anyone did. Even when the word started coming out of China that this was happening, we didn't expect
we were on and 2 months later
we were frolicking, right. And that was our last New Year's Eve broadcast.
I remember thinking there was a certain high going on, and everyone and usually when there's such a high, and people were feeling good and the economy was relatively good and usually that's when
the shoe drops.
The shoe what exactly that shoe is, you don't know. But I remember sitting there at some type of a dinner party and thinking, something's about to happen.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Sometimes I think it would be a curse to have this kind of intuition where you just go, ooh, I just want to shake it off.
And that's part of the reason I just sort of shut it off last year.
Yeah, for your own sanity, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
right.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, now you said we could take a couple of calls.
Sure.
For whatever you're going to do, we've got about 5 minutes before news. Are you good with
it's
that?
It's real quick.
It is real quick.
Let me kind of a prediction between those two people.
Wow.
If you get,
okay,
get
he's got paper and pen in front of him, and we have on the telephone line, we have a Bob.
We can go to let's go to Bob first
in Arlington Heights. Hey, Bob.
Bob, how you doing?
Great. It's great to hear both of you back on the air. It's been too long.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And you are going to be on with Sidney Friedman and Colleen. You want both at the same time, correct?
Time.
All right. So let's bring Colleen in as well. Hey, Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Colleen. Oh, I'm calling from Chicago.
All right. Are you nervous? Because we're going to do something wacky here. Okay.
And I'm going to hand Johnny he has a gold seal on it, a piece of cardstock that has something printed on it inside. And I'm going to hand that over to Johnny, so she's going to hold it. I'm not going to touch it from here on. And I'm going to pick up a pad of paper, and I'm going to get a little pencil as well. If not, I'll get one from Steve. Oh, here we go. I got it. And I got a pad of paper.
Yep.
And we've got Bob and Colleen. Is that correct, Bob? So, Bob, you'll be the first. How you doing today, by the way?
Great.
Good. I should know that, of course. Anyway, but Bob, great to have you with us. You'll be the first person I call on. And Colleen, I assume you're doing pretty well yourself. And you'll be the second person. So first, let me just say a few more words, Bob. Just tell me something about yourself. Just a quick sentence about yourself.
I'm one of the luckiest people in Illinois. I have a wonderful wife and an even more wonderful daughter.
Oh, my gosh. And we were just talking about being thankful.
Yes.
This is great to hear that. Okay. Yeah. And then, Colleen, say a sentence or two just about yourself.
Oh, about myself. I'm one of 11 children, and I love my family. I'm very fortunate. I have tomorrow off.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Bob, and Colleen, I'm going to write something on this pad of paper here, and I'm going to write it down here. I'm not going to show anybody even in the studio. I'm going to put the pencil down. I'm putting the pad of paper down on the table. Bob and Johnny is holding a sealed a prediction of what the two of you are about to do. Bob, call out any number between 1 and 100. Any number at all between 1 and 100.
67.
And then Colleen, would you call out a number between 1 and 100?
24.
The number that I wrote down was actually a 23, and I'm going to have Steve and Johnny verify very clearly it's a 23. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
See that?
So who was closest? It was Colleen, correct?
Colleen.
Because you said 24, and Bob had said what?
67.
So Colleen, you were closest. Johnny, would you open up that prediction?
I'm going to freak out. You know that. I've got...
Okay.
And read every word of it loudly and clearly from the top.
I'm breaking the seal. I will predict the second person will be closest to the target number. They will be off by exactly one. Holy smokes. And Colleen, you said 24 and he wrote 23. And this paper signed by this cardboard says...
That's freaky.
It will be off by exactly one. Yikes!
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know.
And this is miles away without seeing you.
Yes. Oh,
and we don't know each other. Obviously, you called in at random.
Wow. Well, happy new year to you, Bob, and to you, Colleen. And, you know, again.
Thank you.
I got big-time goosebumps.
That's freaky.
It's weird.
That's very freaky.
So we needed the two people because you had said it would be the second person that, in fact, was off by one.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? It does... It does a number to my heart rate.
Ho,
it's
a, ho, ho.
It's magic.
Are you ever at a dinner party or whatever, and suddenly you get a feeling and it kind of changes the tone, and maybe you have to leave because you've just had a premonition about
that? That happened a few weeks ago. I had to walk out.
Catch your breath.
Out the room, catch it, then walk back, yes.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Well,
yeah.
Sydney Friedman, the musical mentalist, is with us. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more, I promise you, here on WGN.
Abracadabra. Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Lisa Dent at WGN Radio, and the magic man is in the studio.
Yes, the
musical
mentalist,
Sydney Friedman.
And you can find Sydney at themusicalmentalist.com. You can follow him on Instagram, The Musical Mentalist. And I recommend that you follow him because Sydney is a fabulous pianist, and he posts some of his sitting and noodling on the piano, which is, as I was telling him off the air, he was doing some Dave Brubeck the other day and just blew me away. You know what? Every time he does something here in this studio, I freak out. And we have joining us in the studio.
One of our favorite people at WGN Radio, the man who is the production czar of WGN Radio, Ernie Skatton, has joined us.
Now, Ernie was with us on New Year's Eve of 2019, the last time we had a big old party here in the studio.
Ernie is still shaking from that experience.
He's got his hands in his pocket. You know, he's like, okay, I'm here, I'm game for it. And Sydney said he was going to do a little something on the radio to demonstrate. And Ernie, the first time you've seen Sydney since 2019, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I can't wait.
You're not freaked out to stay away.
Not freaked out. It's so very weird. So I'm all in.
All right.
Cool. I'll do a demonstration of the basic difference between what a magician would do and what myself as a mentalist would do. A magician would take out a pack of cards, and as you can see here in the studio, we can verify for the people at home or in their cars, I'm holding a pack of cards. And they're all different. And a magician would have you choose one. And he would then know what it is. And the reason he would know what it is because a great magician, if he's skillful, if he's virtuosic, he could force a particular card on you without you knowing it, but he could force it. Or it would be a free choice. But then when you return it to the deck with sleight of hand, he could control that card, get it to a position where he could learn the identity. But We will eliminate all of those possibilities because I will not be touching the cards. If I can't touch them, I can't do any kind of sleights like a magician would. So from here on, Ernie will have the cards. In a moment, Ernie, I'm going to turn my back. When I turn my back from you, what you're going to do is look through the cards, find one that you like, memorize it, be sure you burn it into your memory, put the rest of the cards down, and that one card, put it between both hands. Make a sandwich with it. One hand on top, one on the bottom, so there's no way I could possibly see it, okay? I'm going to turn my back away from Ernie, and I'm going to look down because there is a big piece of glass here to the control room, so I'm going to look down so I don't see any reflections. I'll put blinders on my eyes.
And he's ready.
I have said card between my hands.
You have, and you're rolling it around in your head?
I'm rolling it around.
Okay,
one
great.
Of my favorite cards.
Fantastic. And that makes it even better that it's a favorite card.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
Hold them out in front of you like this here, just like this, and face me if you could, just face me. And then what I want you to do is to think of that card over and over again. What I'm going to do is just try to pick up the energy from him here. Okay, you're entering, actually, you actually have been in it. You haven't given yourself credit for it, but you already started. You're in a very fortunate period. In life, and it's a period of luck and things just turning your way for the next 18 to 24 months, so the next almost year and a half to 2 years, which is really good. So it's going to be a club, a clover. Am I right? Is it a clover?
Yes.
All right, good. Now, that could be a one out of four guess, 25% chance, but I could definitely feel that, too. Ernie's also a very curious person. When he visits someone's home, he just doesn't go to where he's supposed to. He opens drawers. He looks in closets. No, I kid about that. I'm joking. But he has a thirst for knowledge. He likes to always gather new information. Some people are set with the knowledge base they already have, but he's someone who's not afraid to learn new things. Very perceptive person as well. So that's going to be a high card, like a Jack, a queen, a king, or an ace. It's one of those four. Am I right? Is it one of those four?
Yes.
It is. And mind you, I haven't touched the cards, haven't looked at them. We didn't talk about this ahead of time. You had a free choice of any card in the deck, and I'm not touching the rest of the deck or anything like that.
He is not.
Nothing. And just think of it to me. Just project it to me. Just keep thinking of ace of clubs. Is the ace
of
clubs?
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Yeah!
Oh, my gosh. It's
okay, now, we were watching this whole thing, and I'm just going to ask you to take our words. I have no clue how this happened.
Well, I'm going to post the video so you all can see.
Oh, you did the whole video?
I did the
good.
Whole video, the whole
good.
Setup.
I can truly say I'm one that's more on the non-believing side. He did not see the cards. He didn't touch the cards. I turned around. I had it between my hands. It's unbelievable.
That's
I don't know how he does
wild.
It.
Wild.
Okay. No idea.
Curtis and Julian were watching from the other side. Curtis?
I was thinking if I were going to pick a card, I was going to pick the same card that Ernie picked. So when...
he would have picked the same card.
See, the thing is, I didn't even look. I just grabbed a card and then I looked at it because I figured if I, you know, kept thinking maybe it's something. So I just grabbed a card and then looked at it.
You didn't want to confuse him? Is that it?
I just grabbed a card. Oh, I didn't think, like, originally, I didn't think of a card to grab. I didn't think in my head, I'm going to grab the Ace of Clubs.
Right.
I kind of just grabbed a card and then I looked and saw the Ace of Clubs, which I love.
Which
from
you
poker.
Love.
Yeah, when he specifically asked to pick a card, I was thinking, okay, if I were Ernie, I would pick the Ace of Clubs.
Wow, that's crazy.
So the vibe was intense.
So we have two psychics in the room here.
Right. And Julian is my witness, because when he said Ace of Clubs, I pounded my fist and I was like, that's the card I would have picked.
That's okay. So cool.
It's still amazing to me. I have no idea how that happens.
Oh, well, Ernie,
freaky.
Thank you for playing along, because
so
I don't remember what it was. It happened on New Year's Eve.
I can't remember exactly either, but I was freaked out.
I remember. I think you had Ernie draw something.
And you drew the same thing.
And you
thing.
Were on the other side of the studio, and you drew exactly what Ernie drew.
Weird, like, it's freaky. Yeah. I can truly say he did not see those cards. There's no fakery or anything like that.
Ernie is starting to shake again.
I want to go to Vegas with him, and I don't know, figure out how we can make money off of this.
Like, even Johnny will pay for it. Yeah.
Do you mean go to Vegas and help the poor? Is that what you said?
That's right. Absolutely. Help the
yes.
poor.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm poor.
Oh, boy. We're going to take a quick break. We have the musical mentalist with us, and he is sitting. Sidney Friedman. You can follow him online at his website, themusicalmentalist.com. You can follow him on Instagram. I will post the video of what just happened. But first, let's go over and get an update on traffic and weather with Gabe.
Yeah, I'm a believer.
I'm right there with you.
Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Lisa Dent at WGN Radio. Yeah, Sidney Friedman is magic. I have no idea how he did with those of you who are just joining us. Oh boy, did you miss a goodie?
Yeah, you sure did. He is the musical mentalist, and you can follow him at themusicalmentalist.com, and I recommend that you do that. You can actually go out and see Sidney. He stayed busy through the pandemic. We were talking about this off the air because he did quite a bit of stuff from home, and not just a camera, but like a four-camera shoot and the whole shebang. And it kept you busy doing television and conferences and conventions, and it was really kind of amazing that you did that.
Yeah, I learned a whole new technology.
Yeah. So,
like everybody.
Yeah. But you're going to be out amongst the people in March. You're going to have a regular gig.
Yeah, so for the last year, I've been out there doing corporate events and big charity galas and things of that sort, social events.
An excuse to get dressed up.
Exactly. And last August, I started appearing at a venue called The Alley at Carnival. A lot of people know Carnival Restaurant on Market Street, right near the expressway. And they built this beautiful room in the back called The Alley. It's like a speakeasy, and they take you around to the back alley and up a freight elevator and down a hallway, and it opens up into this beautiful room.
Wow.
And so they have some music entertainers there, but they also have me there. And so we started a couple times last year, and we're going to do it on a regular basis starting in March.
Good. And people can follow you on your Facebook page and on your website and find out where you're going to pop
up. They can find out.
Or they could hire you, too, that way.
And we were talking off the air that Sidney's going to be nice enough to join us on one of our Saturday night shows, too. So we'll remind you about what he's got going on in March. We're getting near New Year's Eve and predictions. And, of course, we have to turn to you for some predictions for the next year.
Okay. And I'll post all of these on my website, themusicalmentalist.com, or sidneyfriedman.com. They go to the same place. On Saturday, the 31st, they'll all be up there.
Oh, good. Okay.
About 20 predictions. As I said before, most of the future can't be predicted, but I get these images sometimes, and I try to get a few glimpses of what's going to happen. And one of the things is Google is going to announce, I feel this very strongly, a whole new type of search. Right now, when you search, you get a list of links.
Yeah.
Right. But it's going to be a more conversational type thing with more detail.
Hmm.
So that, I believe, is happening this year. If it's not this coming year, it'll be just in the beginning of the following year, right after.
Okay.
So another one that, and this is bizarre. I know this is, and it almost sounds like a joke. But we have intelligent homes and we have intelligent cars, smart homes, smart cars.
Right.
There'll be such a thing as a smart, don't laugh, a smart toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is going to, there'll be, this will happen in the next year, maybe the following year, 2024. They may not be ready for the general public.
For the masses. Announce
it for the masses. But it's a type of thing that actually analyzes what is in there, for lack of a better term, what is excreted in there. And it'll be the beginning of eliminating cancer because it'll analyze the cellular content before a tumor forms.
Whoa.
Oh, boy, do I hope that prediction is right.
If you think about the progression of things, way back we had the steam age. Then we had the electric, with Robert Fulton, the steamboat. Then we had the electric age, which brought on the telephone and the television and cars and so forth. Then we had the transistor and the laser were invented, and we had the more tech era. And now we're entering what I would call the molecular era. Actually, scientists would call it that, too. So this whole nanomedicine is going to be big, where they can really analyze things on a very molecular level and know what will ail you before it actually does. So
that's,
you can do something
that's cool.
About it.
Yeah.
So,
That kind of plays into, wasn't there for a while in the pandemic, they were actually analyzing waste to see what areas of the country
they were doing. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So, I have a fear, though, that if we had one of those smart toilets and people would want to come to our house and we'd think that it's because they liked us, but in fact, they wanted to use our bathroom.
No, you know? And I'm sure when this is announced, the late night comedians will have a feeling.
Yes, they will.
Anyway,
yes.
In Illinois, I believe we're going to feel a tremor here in the Chicago and throughout the state and throughout the Midwest.
And we can, because
there is
a fault
line in the southern Illinois
that
apparently 500 years ago was incredibly active. It has been pretty silent from
we forget decades. About that,
But there will be something, maybe about 3 on the Richter scale, which isn't very much, but you'll You'll feel it. Did it we won't ever destroy anything, but it's going to be something that is felt. And I feel that's going to happen in this coming year.
Yeah.
Did we ever tell you that we have been there, done that?
Really?
And it was less than a one, but and, we...
Yeah. Well, from our home in the near north suburbs, this was, what, this would have been in the 80s?
Yeah.
We had just
on the second floor.
Second floor. And because we're on the second floor, we would feel it more. We're doing the all-night show. We nap in the afternoon. We just laid down. All of a sudden, our cat comes flying into the room and lands on the bed.
And his hair was standing straight up.
His hair was standing straight up.
He could feel the...
And yes. About 5 seconds later, we feel the bed is moving.
Yeah.
And it was the freakiest.
We ran out. The cat sensed it first.
It did. Yes. Yes. The hair was standing straight up. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that was only less than a one, so I can't imagine a three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And it is scary if that were ever to get very active again, because nothing is... You know, they have earthquake standards for buildings in L.A., but they don't really hear. So
on Saturday night, you're going to post all of these, like that's 20 predictions. Yeah. They're going to be on your website so people can follow along. And again, as I said, except for last year, Sydney has a great track record, over 70% accuracy.
But and again, except for last year, because he didn't make any predictions last
that's
year.
That's right. So. He was a wise man. He let it rest, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to be able to come out and see you at Carnival. In that that whole concept of a speakeasy, a secret
now,
room.
Now, do you have to knock on the door and say, Joe sent you?
Yeah, there's a password. I'll let you in on it.
Oh, no, good. Okay. We know the right people, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's really great. That's a beautiful venue, too.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations on all the good things that happened for you during a very difficult time, because you made it work for you. Yeah. You really did. Well, you embraced the technology and entertained us. And
Johnny and Steve, thank you for having me on. It's great.
Thank you
and
so
I'm
much.
I'm so glad you'll be back regularly on Saturday nights.
Oh, and you predicted it, too. You said, this is not the last time you're going to be on the radio.
Thank you so much, Sydney.
All right.